Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings, because the parking lot is being transformed right now into Day at the Docks, which is happening tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live there. It's going to be great. We have such a great show going on here with a couple of super guys. Captain Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors, Local Knowledge, Fish Dope, blah, 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 blah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and Yosef, his brother Yosef Husseini, the angler's realtor, learning a lot about the current real estate market and how good Yosef is at finding you a buyer or a seller or selling way, whatever you need. He's got you covered, especially. He works with anglers all the time, and it's just fantastic. And we're giving away one phenomenal prize, two phenomenal prizes,
right? I was
going to
say,
we're giving
away one phenomenal prize to two different people. Yeah, really cool day, and I'm so stoked and appreciate Ollie and everybody from Fish Dope. Yeah, two lucky winners today. Going to win a full one-year membership to fishdope.com. We've been talking a bunch about it today for very good reason. And, yeah, two lucky people are going to win it. One caller and one texter are going to get that full-year membership to fishdope.com. Again, if you want to give us a call this morning, it's 213-432-1090. Or there's been a tremendous amount of text messages that have come through this morning. And sending a text is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and again, got to urge, make sure you include your contact info when you send a text in as well.
For sure, and we always say it, you know, we get 100 texts a show, and we can only read a few. The best way to have a chance to win that fishdope.com membership is on the phones. 213-432-1090. Now, normally, we have our fish report, right?
Sure.
Yeah, but Mark Wish is sick today.
Hey, we'll get better, Mark.
Yeah, get better, Mark, and we'll look forward to having him back next Saturday. But he wanted to be sure to throw out a big happy birthday to Danny at Fish Dope, because he works with Danny all the time to get his information on Fish Dope from Danny. So, Danny, hope you're having a good celebration down there in the Keys and enjoying life.
He's loving it down there, right, man. Yeah, he's loving it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so we'll continue our catch report when we hear from Marcus.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and jump in.
I got a great text to start us off here for the second hour. It says, well, I'm stoked to hear the brothers on the show. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. Can you guys talk about how the water break movement page works, how it gets its data, and what a game changer I feel it is? And my specific question for Yusuf, what do you recommend about fixing up a vacant rental house so it's easy to get rented and get the good price? Where should I be starting? That's all from John in Huntington Beach.
I can start with the water one. So, John, thanks for the kind words. What we're looking at on those is you obviously want to look for the breaks and the edges, but the next thing that I'm looking for to really qualify those breaks and edges is how long they've been there for. So the longer that chunk of water or the longer that edge sits there and develops and forms, the better the odds are of the bait being pushed into it and the fish finding it. You know, we've all seen it. Sometimes you run into an area offshore and there's bait everywhere and your mind's blown and there's not a fish anywhere to be seen. Well, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time for them to get the memo. So time is a very critical component of that. And that was really how Fish Dope came about. Is, you know, we used to take an old terrafin chart, cut it out, and I'd call Ricky and all the other buddies and figure out where they caught fish, and I'd make marks on the chart. And that generally did correspond to, you know, where the fish were supposed to be on those edges. And then, you know, it's the same thing. You just want to have that time and that little bit of knowledge with the marks on that Fish Dope map showing you where those fish were caught, especially this time of year. You know, because we're starting to get into that bluefin and it's getting closer, you can watch it march right up the temperature break on our coast. Typically, there's one right now that's going to be hanging out 30 miles off the beach, give or take, and stretches from here down to San Quintin. And when those fish start moving up this way, they'll come right up it. And a lot of times that break or that line will be broken up with a bunch of mixed up water off Ensenada with all the deep upwelling and all that, and they'll sit there. And that's where we've seen our season start the last few years, has been off of Ensenada, you know, like on a hard edge, or they get pushed inside on the beach and there's no good water for them to move up, or there's just too much bait for them to leave. So the maps are really good. We get all the information from NASA, actually, and we download it, we interpret it. The everybody gets the same data. It's how you interpret that data.
Right.
And that's where I say most guys are using a computer to kind of run a filter, interpret that data, and take a best guess. We actually have guys that are fishermen that are very educated, obviously, in the oceanographic world, that are putting those, you know, those images together and giving us that best possible image from a fishing perspective. And we're focusing on those temperature ranges where we know those fish live through experience, and really dialing in the map so that you see that temperature range as good as you possibly can.
That's cool. Good stuff there for sure. Well, let's jump into...
Let's finish the second
part. The second part of the question with Yosef. Sorry.
I'll follow up. If you've got a place that you're looking to remodel and you need some help with it, just shoot me a text and we'll do like a FaceTime and walk through it with you. And I'll give you, you know, ideas on what to do there. I can also send by my buddy Ray, who's an agent up there in Huntington Beach. He's a fisherman as well. And he can go take a look at it and give you the recommendations.
Do you guys have contacts with people to do the construction, the actual work and stuff like that?
Definitely.
Proper people?
Yep, exactly. So we would basically go through, tell them what they need to do to get the most money out of the property.
Yeah.
And then if they need contractors, we can set them up with people. I've got people Riverside, you know, OC, and a ton in San Diego here.
Yeah. There's a lot of predator real estate people out there now just buying stuff like what he's doing and just on the cheap and then flipping it and then selling it for ungodly amounts of money, right?
Totally. Do not call one of those numbers or have one guys that calls you.
That's
how you lose $200,000 or very easily.
Yeah, because, I mean, people call you all the time, hey, we want to buy your house, we want to do this. You know, it's like all they want to do is just make a quick buck.
Call me instead. I'll help you make more money.
Yeah.
If you don't have the funds to fix it up, we've got ways of getting you loans to fix your place that you can repay back when you sell it.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is seeing the property, figuring out what the highest and best value is going to be for upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and lots of times I go to people's places and they, we need to do this, we need to do that. And lots of times there's nothing wrong with the place. So there's
nothing wrong with it.
It's, you know, you're the most critical person of your own home. And you see the tiniest things that you think is wrong.
Right.
Many times people don't care.
Right.
So it can go either way.
Yeah. If you're now, do you deal with people that buy houses to do rental property?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I've been doing multifamily for like the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I've done a couple commercial properties. I'm going to have a fiveplex coming up here in City Heights.
Nice.
Soon I've got a couple duplexes in City Heights right now that are for sale. They're like the best deal on the market, fully flipped, ready for renters. So anybody out there needs a property to exchange into or just wants to buy something that cash flows, give me a call.
Yeah, because the way rents are these days, cash flows like crazy.
Yes. Well, it's starting to cash flow again.
Yeah.
You know, the price spike a couple years ago caught up with the multifamily as well.
Uh-huh.
And it just didn't make sense unless you're putting 50% down. Now you put 20-25 down and they're cash flowing again.
Yeah.
And rents aren't going down anytime soon.
I don't think so. Not in San Diego.
Exactly. Yeah. As soon as rates drop.
Or Southern California in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, when you have people that buy rental property, do they actually manage it themselves, or do you have people that you work with that manage it for them?
I've got two management companies I work with closely that I refer people out to. If they don't want to manage it themselves, I recommend using somebody. One of the two is a huge fisherman, one of my buddies I fish with all the time. His name's Richard.
Yeah.
And he takes good care of everybody I send to him. He does my dad's rental properties, you know.
Takes a commission and it takes a percentage or whatever, and it's worth every penny, I'm sure.
100%.
Yeah, he's so you don't get those midnight calls. Hey, the drain's plugged.
Totally.
Right?
Yep, exactly.
He gets those calls.
He does, and he even handles like Airbnbs. And those are a giant pain
if
you've ever had one or dealt with one. But he takes it all, you know, and he doesn't charge what some of the other people do. So
that's cool.
And takes care of all my people. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Really fascinating show on both sides with the two brothers, man. I've already learned so much just listening to you guys, as always. But I bet all four of you guys know more about the weather next weekend than I do. And I'm my buddy Chob and I are booked to go on the Angler Friday. And I'm just wondering if you guys think the weather is going to fish.
I haven't looked projected out of you, Ali, but it looks like we're in a pattern that's better here the next week.
Yeah, I was looking, actually, while we were sitting here, because with all this weird weather we've had the last few days, that forecast is changing every hour.
Yeah.
Look out the window. Now we're stabilizing, and it looks like starting, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, looks beautiful. I don't trust anything much further out than 3 or 4 or 5 days, but it looks like we're finally getting into a stable pattern.
Yeah.
And one of the ways you can kind of look past what the wind forecast and stuff will give you is just look at the weather on your iPhone. If it's showing it's going to be warm and sunny and clear, you know, 75 degrees, that means high pressure and things are starting to stabilize, and we got to get into this spring pattern soon or I'm going to lose my mind. I am not cut out for this cold weather, man.
Yeah.
Wearing boots and pants and I'm a more tropical fellow.
This is, we're in the subtropics here. It's supposed to be like that, right?
This is not this kind of cold.
Yeah. Hey, Hales, I always like to look at Windy and take a look. But they project out, it's like Ollie says, it's not really as accurate more than 3 days out, but at least you can get a general idea.
Sure. Yep.
And I can pretty much guarantee you Brian Ray and Lori aren't going to run the boat if you're going to get hurt. So.
And it's not like you're on a 21-footer.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
That's the part I was going to say. You're on the Angler.
You're on the Angler, and you know that you're going to be in the right zone and be in the right place at the right time, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 213-432-1090, open right now.
I had another text I wanted to read from Gary in Huntington Beach. Says, hi, Ollie. In your experience, what moon phases are the very best for bluefin? I've got a trip in July about 3 days after a full. I just wanted your input on the timing of my trip.
You don't want my input. and I think Rick will agree. I mean, I'm booking people, you know, to come fish with me on my boat, and charters and clients from around the country that come out and fish with me. I always like the days leading into the full moon. You know, you get into the heart of the season, and the fish will generally bite right through the full. But typically, like those 3, 4, 5 days leading up to the full moon, they will bite like crazy, and then they'll kind of stick their nose in the mud a lot of times for a couple 3 days after the full, and then it sort of starts to wake up again going from there. So if you're looking at a calendar and you're looking to go fish a fish that's not a wahoo, not a swordfish, I'm definitely liking pre-moon pretty much anywhere. I mean, when we schedule a local knowledge shoot on the other side of the world, we make sure we're not there on a full moon. It just goofy stuff can happen. And it's not just fishing. I'm a big deer hunter. I don't want a deer hunter around a full moon either. They just get weird. So it's like leading up to it, there's kind of a climax usually a couple of days before or even on the day of the full moon. And then typically they'll kind of stick their nose in the mud. Now, when we get in the middle of summer and early fall fishing, when things are just bonkers and there's fish in every direction, they really don't seem to care as much.
And you'll be in July, you're probably good.
You'll probably be in July, you'll probably be okay. Yeah, in August, I really wouldn't worry about it too much. And you know what? There's never a bad time to go fishing here. There's always something to catch.
And I want
to
add, like, I don't know that the right word is stick their nose in the mud as much as it is they'll probably do something different. You know, and sometimes the different is regroup and you know, and wolf pack up, or they'll foam up a bunch, or they'll be foamers where there was just fish that you were sitting in one spot and catch them on the flyer. Like, I think that they don't always do something bad, but it is pretty common that they do something different. They might make a move, they might show up in a different spot, and sometimes that move means they roll into a new area with a bunch of bait and they bite like nails. So I don't think it's always a bad thing, but it often is a different thing.
No, good stuff. Yeah, thanks a lot for the text. Very good. Well, it's time for the catch report.
Yeah, it is, bro. And as always, it's sponsored by FishDope.com. And today, that FishDope.com report is sponsored by the best quality, easy in and out, and lowest fuel prices. We talked about that earlier. What an important deal that is. And that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The Bistro is full of everything you need for a great day in the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by this morning. Morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning. Great. Hey, good morning.
Well, we definitely had some nice half-day fishing this week, and once again, the weather did not play nice, and we've had a few cancellations here over the last few days, but hey, on land, the weather's been beautiful. Lots of, you know, nice weather there, but not as nice on the water. Earlier in the week, very good fishing on those half-days, you know, with that bottom fishing opening back up, a lot of rockfish and reds, mix of whitefish, sheephead, sculpin in there also. Pretty good fishing all around there, and unfortunately, don't have much else to report. Everyone else kind of, like I said, suffered to that weather there, but like we talked about last week, even after this weather, every time that weather clears up and we get back out there, the fishing just stays good. So it hasn't really hurt us too much in the long run there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got those half-day tips on the new Seaforth up there. Very good bottom fishing. And once it cooperates, we'll be again looking for bass and other surface fish there. The San Diego coming online pretty quick. We're about a month out, you know, May 1st. So they've got their first trip online, and they've got a few months scheduled out there. And as we talk about, those trips fill up really quick. So now's the time to make those reservations for full days. Got those day and a half on the Tribute. We've got some other 2 days and longer trips mixed in there also. All on the website there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get a trip set up for you, and get you guys out there fishing.
Well, certainly some good fishing to be had, Marcos. And like you said, you know, we've been talking about it all morning, but with the forecast of good weather finally in front of us, I think we're in for nothing but good from here on out. And like you said, there's been plenty of good fishing through the, you know, weather ups and downs. And with very good in front of us, I think we got nothing but good, clear skies ahead.
I think we need to talk to someone about getting a small refund on the Sunshine Tax this year, because
hopefully we'll get that coming soon. Hey, Marcos, appreciate that. Thanks very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Hey, want to remind you, the Catch Report sponsored part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the brand new and easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today.
Yeah, for sure. And want to get through? Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. Open right now. The phones are open. JP's standing by. And you have a chance to win your very own one-year membership to fishdope.com with $200. You get through on the lines, and you may be the lucky winner there. I have a great text here from Jimmy in San Marcos. He says, the new HD Baffy Paps maps on Fish Dope are awesome. Are there any plans to add more, maybe some in La Jolla?
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the things that we've got coming for this year. Our scientist, that's what he loves. He geeks out on those bathy maps and all.
What's a bathy map?
A bathymetric map. That basically those maps where you see the contour lines on them. That's what we call a bathy map. And it shows you how the coastline is changing, just like you'd have on your Simrad or whatever. But we're going to do a lot higher quality fishing charts for both Fish Dope and Satfish in the coming future. There's actually just a huge market for charts. And that was something we sort of overlooked. We had, you know, all the normal spots you'd have and all the stock spots, but we want to dial in and get you some more HD stuff there, and you know, something you can work with right off of your phone.
Wow, that's just one of the tools on fish dope.
I mean, there's so many. Yeah, it's hard to list. And it's funny, everybody likes something a little bit different, but at the end of the day, you know, it's those SSTs and those up-to-date fish reports is what really drives things.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea wanted me to be sure to remind everybody tomorrow at Day at the Docks, it's the big event for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. It's the huge tackle sale. Used tackle sale. They collect tackle all year long and a lot of it.
It's crazy.
I mean, a lot of good stuff in there. And this is when they sell it. It's tomorrow at Day at the Docks.
We're a drop-off center and we see stuff all the time. I think the coolest thing I saw go through earlier this year was Dart dropped off one of his Loomis bitchin' like 8-foot bait rod, you know, like a 15 to 25 pound type bait rod. And, you know, like, we've done like all of Bob's rods like over the years, and like all of them have a sheephead sticker on them. And, you know, this rod's wrapped red and black with a little sheephead sticker, and it's got Dart's name on it. Like, I saw that's in the bin for rods to buy this year. Tons and tons of like previous generation and current generation Trinidads, jig. Like, it's wild. I just know the number of stuff that we see that comes through Fisherman's Landing, and we're one of many drop-off locations. There's so much stuff. It's great.
Yeah, for sure. And I got a call from Tom Green, the fish spotter. He's moving, and he's got all his tackle, all his grandpa's tackle, because he's moving to Denver. So doesn't need any saltwater tackle over there. So he says, what can I do with this? I said, give it to Friends of Rollo. So Carl Sabonis, the fish spotter, was driving through town, picked up all his gear, filled a pickup truck load, and is bringing it to Tim to coordinate to get to the sale
this weekend.
So, but that's just one sample of many calls I get throughout the year, and I know that you see and you take, that people just say, hey, I have all this great tackle I don't use anymore. I want to donate it and get a tax deduction. It's because it's a 501c3 corporation, and give it to take kids fishing.
Yeah, I might be dropping some stuff off at your house tonight, Richard. I got a pile of stuff that I've been waiting to donate.
Yeah.
So this would be a good time to roll. I don't want it out of the garage.
And don't be afraid to bring it down today at the docks tomorrow, too.
Yeah, we'll take it.
They'll take it and sell it and price it right then. But that's going on tomorrow at Day at the Docks, the giant used tackle sale for Friends of Rock. It's going to blow your mind how good it is this year. And it's also, you buy two grand raffle tickets and you get to spin the wheel for free and win some unbelievable prices. So
awesome.
So that's unbelievable. And at the end of the day, they're giving away all those grand raffle prizes tomorrow at Day at the Docks.
Right.
This is the annual fundraiser that's been coordinated throughout the whole year. It all ends tomorrow afternoon. So come down, spin the wheel, buy a grand raffle, take kids fishing, buy a bunch of used tackle. Mike Lum will be there, Tim Baker will be there, Howard will be there, and a very special appearance from Harold Davis.
He's
breezing into town. So it's a big event. So that'll be happening at Day at the Docks tomorrow. So you don't want to miss it.
You can drop off all of the old stuff. All the old surface iron goes to my house directly.
That was the first thing I asked Tom. I said, how much surface iron is in that? He goes, oh, it's a lot.
So I was like, I'm going to swim.
Yeah.
And I think we all know Dave Pfeiffer is going to be there at 4 a.m. with a sack of money.
For sure. Well, hey, you have a great text there, Rick?
I thought so, for sure. It's from Jeff in Costa Mesa. It says, hey, guys, so much killer info, my mind's going to explode. Does fish dope have anything akin to current movement, such as do you have, and as such, do you have preferences on seeing advantage when fishing Catalina Island with incoming and outgoing tide?
Oh, I think what I know what he's talking about. He's talking like a current chart.
Right.
We don't have that right now. We have access to the data, and that is something that we've talked about implementing. You're going to see, like, just business-wide for us, we're putting a huge emphasis on Satfish and Fish Dope in the coming years. And when I say huge emphasis, that means the program are coming to me asking me for a bunch of money to add more features, add more maps, add more zones. So we've really recommitted ourselves to that. That we're going to, you know, that's that pocketbook, I'm sitting on it right now. We don't like to open it too often. By the way, who's buying lunch? And yeah, you're going to see a lot of those improvements. The thing with some of those current charts, though, that I will warn you is when current gets near structure like an island, stuff happens. Based on tide, you've got a lot of factors. It's not the same as seeing the currents offshore, which are more stable. They're not getting bumped into. They're not rolling around. Stuff up tight to a piece of land, you're going to want to trust your eyeballs first.
That was was going to be my question, is how, you know, how a chart can keep up with things. You know, I mean, we see it all the time when you're sitting on the anchor and you're catching fish and all of a sudden it dies, or vice versa. You're hanging and then all of a sudden it gets fires off and it starts biting. Like, it just, yep. It seems like it changes too fast to be utilized in the chart that he's talking about, at an island fishing somewhere.
It does. We used to fish sea bass back right next to each other, and the current only changes once you get all your crap out and your anchors down, right?
Exactly.
All of a sudden, yes, your boat's pointed out to sea, and you might as well be on the couch. You're not. So it is such a micro thing. I think you got to trust your eyes. Now, offshore, obviously, that stuff happens on a bigger scale and is easier to track. But close to the islands, I mean, the old tools of reading watercolor, seeing what the kelp's doing, you know, you're typically looking for that down and in current, which is what gets stuff fired up and sends your chum into the kelp. So.
Offshore current directions, if that is a route that happens at some point later, would that be a tool to help you find kelps? Is that just to help you find the direction that the water's moving? Is it direction the fish are moving? Like, how is that something that helps you offshore?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. It'll kind of help you find everything, you know, and then the strength of that current a lot of times plays a factor. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, like this time of year with the California current is our predominant current coming down the coast. Well, like right now it peters out, and then we get the Davidson current pushing up the coast, and that's what brings us that warm water, the pelagics, and really opens the doors and stuff. Much more of a macro scale than, you know, anybody who sat on the anchor at Catalina can tell you. You're the back of your boat could be pointing three directions in 3 hours.
Wow. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, bro. How about we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And I call way too much because your guy didn't even ask me. But I hear you was John from Escondido, and you just put me in the call tree. So I thought that was funny. But
JP's just awesome. The key.
He most definitely is. He most definitely is. But my question's for Ollie. And so I follow you a little bit, and your buddy on the East Coast. And you guys talk about the Abyss batteries for the electric reels, because they're real small, they strap to the rod, you don't have a cord going to a hip bag. Can you talk a little bit about that? Are they legit?
Yeah, I can, for sure. They're awesome, in a nutshell. So Abyss, we have a very strong love-hate relationship with kite reel and electric reel batteries. Prior to a couple years ago, the only batteries we could get kind of came off of eBay or some weird website, and they worked fine when they worked. But the problem was, and I see Ricky shaking his head, if you got a year out of one, you were styling. Like, they would die so fast. They were using crap batteries, crap tech, whatever, and they weren't cheap. I mean, I think the smaller ones were, what, $150, and the big ones were $2.
And nothing would frustrate you more than, like, you'd go and you'd have two of them and they'd have full charge and you'd put one on and you wouldn't even wind in halfway and it would just instantly be dead again. Like, in the beginning they would work just fine, and then you couldn't recharge.
And two drops of water, that thing was done. So the guys from Abyss had actually reached out to me, because I think they saw me talking about batteries or something, and they're like, hey, we want you to try a couple of these. I'm like, sure. You know, got them, and I'm like, I won't even say a word about them until we beat on them for a full season. And that's pretty much what we did. And I don't just
are they them. Lithium?
They're lithium. Yeah, they're lithium. They're almost in the same package as what you're familiar with, but it's a high quality battery cell. It's got, there's like a regulator technology that's in the top of the battery,
right?
And that keeps the battery from overcharging, you know, going too dead where you have to even jump start them again. It takes care of all of those problems, and we beat the hell out of them when they're on that kite rod and we're sitting there, we're getting blow ups, we're moving leave the kite rod in the wrong spot, and now it's getting pelted with water as you run from spot to spot. I've got my original Abyss reel batteries. I think they're now 2 years old, have I've never even hiccuped. They work as good as the day I got them. And one of the best things about them, which seems so stupid and simple, is it's got a battery meter right on the side of it. You push a little button on the side of the battery, it tells you how charged it is. It's huge, because when you got two or three of these things sitting around, you don't know which is good, which is dead, whatever. I can't say enough good things about them. And they also make killer lithium boat batteries. And, you know, my boat, my new boat, Contender's here in town, and that's right on the project punch list here. We're going to swap out all of those brand new AGM batteries and put lithium in, so I get years and years of reliable service.
Yeah, our sponsor, Norsk Lithium Batteries, the same, made for marine use, and that's the key.
That is the key.
Marine use, and their smaller batteries also have the indicator on the top of the battery.
Okay.
And closed cells and made for the durability. That's the key. Some of these batteries, they don't take banging around.
Nope.
And that doesn't work on a boat,
dude.
Right?
Stuff gets beat up. I mean,
so you have to get ones like Norsk or the one that Ali's promoting there that are made for marine use.
I didn't even know about the Norsk thing. I'll have to pick your brain on that a little bit.
Yeah,
but I've been very happy. Sounds like you guys have got a good solution.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't buy them on eBay. Take it from me. Take it from Ricky. They have got me for $600-$800 in batteries, and they just don't hold up.
Yeah. And having yourself, like you say, the ability to move around is so nice, too.
Oh, totally.
Like, we just made long pigtails out of frustration, but like, it's just not the same. It's not the same as being able to put it in a rod holder up top and just get it out of the way for a quick second. Like, having a small battery pack is where it's at.
Yeah.
And the deep drop stuff that we're doing a ton of now with the electrics, you know, with the reg changes, it's just, you got this little tiny reel with a little battery,
battery.
All around the boat, and one of those big batteries will last us. If you're pulling, you know, three-pound weights from, 400 to 1,200 feet, you get almost a full day out of them if you don't get the entire day.
Yeah. The Norsk lithium that I have for the smaller one, it weighs 2.7 pounds.
Yeah, that's about what I would say these are. Yeah, it's about the size of a small burrito.
Yeah.
It's not, there's not a lot to it, and it
that
runs
would be one
all
hell of a burrito,
day long. I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it.
For sure. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, so you're going lithium on your boat.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking forward to upgrading.
Yeah.
My new boat's got a cabin. It's got an AC. It's got a Seakeeper. I got a lot of stuff going on in there. I think from the factory I have, there's more than that. There's three. There's seven. I have nine batteries.
Wow.
So, no kidding.
Yeah,
you'll be able to reduce the number of batteries.
I'll be able to cut, like, my Seakeeper will go from two batteries to one.
Right.
I do like on the engines, I have three engines, I want three batteries. That's non-negotiable.
Really?
And then instead of having four mixed batteries for the house, I'll just have
one. So will you go,
one
we still
two.
Do lead acid for your starting battery?
No, lithium.
Really?
Lithium's doing it. Yeah, you know, mercury was like,
because it's a mercury, yeah.
They didn't want to mess with them there for a bit until the tech was proven and all that. And I think a year and a half, 2 years ago, mercury came out and said, no problems with the warranty or any of that stuff. And, you know, again, saving weight, even in a boat as big as mine, weight's everything. You shave some of that weight, you burn less fuel.
We talked so much to the Norris guys, and they basically said the same thing. You know, I have a Yamaha on our boat, and they just said, look, the motor, the battery is completely fine for it. Yamaha is just so slow. Not in a bad way, like just so slow to saying, like, yes.
Cautious. I mean, you have
cautious
to be.
The right word,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, totally. I mean, dude, that's a $30,000 investment on the back of your boat.
Right. And just like you said before, too, some lithium batteries are crap. You know, there's a lot of really junk stuff out there that if you don't have a high-end manufacturer, like they don't want you to buy a crummy Amazon battery that says it's lithium and it only costs you $150 and then put it on your motor and then have a starting issue with it.
Yeah, and I mean, that is the one thing that we didn't talk about with cheap lithium batteries is danger.
Right.
Very much.
I know personally three different friends that have had their houses, one guy was a garage, the other two were houses, burnt to the ground by Chinese batteries.
Wow.
One was a drone. One was one of those hoverboards charging it, and then the other one was an e-bike battery.
Crazy.
So, like, when I charge even my good known quality batteries at home, I've got one of those, you know, those pen doormats that are like 4 foot by 3 foot in my shop. I lay my battery in the middle of that rubber mat with the cord going to it. I don't have it anywhere near, and just in case. I've heard enough stories, like, lithium can be very, very volatile, but you get a good quality battery, it's the best thing ever.
And they have automatic shutoff.
They
like
do,
the Norsk, and I'm sure
correct,
the Norsk, but they have, like, when it's done charging, charging, it's shut off.
Yep. No, yeah. And it's not something
you can't.
We had a drone Deep 6 once, and the battery caught on fire and like exploded.
Nice.
It was
terrible.
And it was inside my backpack, which was even better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we like get back in, we're taking showers, we're cracking a beer, and like, what's that smoke coming under the window? It was in the Bahamas. We open up the door, and my backpack's 3 alarm.
Oh my!
Get out of here.
And that was a DJI battery, good quality battery,
wow.
But we got it wet. And it got very wet, and salt water again, and those, again, only buy a quality lithium battery.
Yeah.
It's really,
made
really
for
scary.
Marine use.
For marine use.
Yeah.
And I mean, even at home with, like, your kids' toys and stuff like that, those things are no joke.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a child, and I still play with RC cars, and, like, the badass batteries that go in my RC truck, I put them inside a fireproof bag to charge them for just that reason.
That's wild. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming around, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. This is Rock Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations, better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Up, text rolling through. This is such a fun show
for
the
sure.
boys in here.
Yeah, it's just super information from Yosef about real estate and income and selling your house, buying a house, or buying rental property or investments and stuff like that. And then of course Ali kind of knows pretty much everything about everything, Larry. So
I'll tell you all about it.
But anyway, I have a great text here from Rodney who's asking about ADUs. He says, good morning. He's from Poway. And is an ADU worth building prior to selling your home? Of course, what is an ADU, first of all?
An ADU is an auxiliary dwelling unit. And our ADU laws have gotten really, really loose for
yes.
the most part.
Too loose.
In some metro areas, I would agree. Lots of places you can build right on the lot line. Some places they're allowing you an ADU and what's considered a JDU, a junior dwelling unit, which many times has to be attached. But
and you don't have to justify parking anymore for anything.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. And then there's also SB 9, which is a bill that's in place now where if it's the home that you live in and it qualifies for SB 9, it's in an area, you can actually split off the ADU and sell it as a condo.
No.
Yes.
Really?
So
that could happen?
Investors are going crazy for it right now.
Wow.
Because you go buy a place, you build an ADU, you put a driveway along the side, now you've got two houses.
Yeah.
And you can sell them individually, so it's not like a total square footage.
So is that a done deal, or is it going through?
Oh, it's a done deal.
Oh, it's already a done deal.
People are doing it.
Wow.
Yep.
So is it? So is it, the question for Rodney, is it worth doing before he
sells
his house?
So in Poway, I would say yes.
Poway's a booming
just because,
market.
Yeah, it's a booming market. Everybody wants that school district. The square footage price definitely outweighs what it's going to cost you to build.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to get gains, maybe even, you know, double on the square footage, for what your gains are going to be. And lots of times, if you've got an older house, which this may be, or maybe a newer house with the big lot, just adding that extra square footage bumps you into a different comp range for comparable homes. Because now you've got this extra square footage, and it's an ADU. So...
Right.
People pay for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. And,
great stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what you get from Yosef, right? He kind of got it all covered.
Nobody stumped him once yet.
That's great info, man. That's awesome. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
How about Dan from El Cajon this morning? Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello.
There he is. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Just beat the buzzer.
Okay. Hi.
I'm quick, too.
Okay. Yeah. Having trouble with my speaker here. Does Fish Dope have navigational, or does it tell you where the Mexican border is, or restricted areas to fish is?
Yeah, absolutely. All the MLPAs are lined out. All the Mexican border is there. It's got full charts. I mean, that's kind of the base of everything, and then we sort of lay the data over the top of that chart. And like we were talking about earlier, that chart's even going to start having more detail to it in the bathymetric side to help you actually put you on fish of your own, you know, for inshore stuff and finding those little outcroppings and all that good stuff. But, yeah, it's definitely all in there. It'll keep you out of jail. You'll be fine. And one of the coolest features about Fish Dope is if you load the app up, like literally as I'm idling out, or you're getting bait, it'll download into your phone. And then you just hit the little position button on it, and it'll show your position relative to the coastline,
no,
the chart,
no, I didn't know
whatever.
That.
Oh, yeah, no, you can throw it right on your dash, and so you can work your way right up and down the temp breaks right from your phone. And, you know, if you want to know where that temp break's at, you just tap it, a little window pops up, and it gives you the GPS coordinates. So you can kind of run to it and then put your phone up there on the dash, and you can see yourself on the chart working up and down the temperature breaks.
I use Fish Dope all the time, and I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
So basically, on your phone, you have the Fish Dope app on your phone, which is part of the subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you download the chart.
It'll do it automatically. So when you fire it up, you know, it takes a minute. It's got the status bar and it says loading.
Right.
Da, da, da. So what that's doing is it's taking the latest charts, all of them that are available, sucking them into your phone, and now they're installed in your phone. Once you lose service, you've still got all your charts.
And then and because of the GPS capability
of your phone, it'll show you exactly
where you are.
Yeah. I mean, you can pull it up now and look at your, like, if I was sitting at my house in El Cajon, it's going to show me right, you know, in my living room on the chart.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
no, it really makes it easy.
It helps
you relate your position to where you are on that water.
Yeah, good
stuff.
Cool.
Well, I had a fun Texas morning, guys. Question for Ali about fishing dolphin pods. What are the things that you're looking for on dolphin, whether you think you should stop and fish, throw bait, troll through them, decide if they're holding fish, not, et cetera. Give us a full rundown on fishing the dolphin. That's from Matt in Los Angeles.
Okay, Matt. So that's one of my favorite things to do. It's always like, I don't know, like the box of chocolates thing, right? You don't know if it's holding. You don't know if there's fish with them or whatever. But the first thing I'm looking for, well, the most important thing about the dolphin schools is don't run them over. And guys will go running right into them, and they will scatter the dolphin, which scatters the fish, and you can't pick them off. So the most important thing is always work in the perimeter. Now, whether you choose to troll or throw bait or a combination of both, that's totally up to you. I am typically, if I already have trolling lures in the water and I see the dolphin nearby, then I'm going to troll through them just because it doesn't cost me anything. Work the edges, get out in front of them. And then the second big indicator for me is birds. If you see those terns all wadded up on those dolphin, especially if the dolphin aren't traveling, they're kind of milling around, there's almost always fish on them. Terns are always our friend. The white birds with the black mass, they're the biggest indicator of game fish anywhere. Last couple years have been really weird. I don't know where the terns went, but we were catching fish off of seagulls and stuff like that, which is very untraditional. And if I see those birds, I'm probably going to run in front of them, or you know, I'm stopping 100 yards away from the dolphin. I'm going to idle in. I'll run up to them, get to about 100 yards. I'll idle into them, and I'm always trying to get out in front. The tuna are typically in front of the dolphin leading the way, and you'll see that with the birds, especially when they're feeding. More times than not, then once you get in there and start messing stuff up, they'll squirt off to one side or the other. Again, watch the birds and watch your sounder. Sometimes we're driving into them when we're trolling, and I'll get them on the meter. You know, they'll be very shallow, typically 30, 40, 50 feet under the boat. We start throwing chum, they blow up, and that's pretty much can end your day if you get on a good one. When you're looking at your sounder, and I can't stress this enough, when you run through dolphin, you will meter the air that comes out of the dolphin. Your sounder is tuned to see air in the water, air bladders inside of fish. So when you see vertical lines on your sounder, those are dolphin. Don't wish your way into thinking that's a school of fish. Don't waste your time. If the lines are vertical, those are just air bubbles coming up out of the dolphin. Now, when you see those boomerangs or the big clusters with the red in it, that's going to be your fish.
Because the dolphin aren't going to show red on your
They don't. No. In fact, the dolphin themselves don't even mark that well. It's the air that's coming out of their blowholes underwater, and it marks like crazy. Yeah. But it's super easy to discern because air bubbles are in the water going to go up and down vertically.
And you can tell when you run over a school of dolphins that's holding. You'll see it.
You'll see it usually on the meter. Yeah. But sometimes they're off to the side and you don't really see them. And so, you know, another thing to do when you're trolling into them is have a guy on the bow throwing a popper around the edges of it again. Don't throw it in the middle of flipper because the fish aren't there, but kind of work the edges with a popper or a Colt Sniper or your favorite little metal lure, you know, around the edges. And just like any kind of fish, it's like hooking that first one rings the dinner bell, you know, and gets them fired up.
Right.
A lot of times one stop on those dolphin, we had some last year. I think I had to move one time, and I think we had limits for six people. And that especially during the week when you've got it all to yourself and nobody's stepping on you, you don't have to go looking
for them.
Not
far from home either.
Not far at all. Yeah it's cool. It's so much fun fishing. I mean, you can a lot of times you find them 6-8 miles.
Let's hope we get that this year.
It's coming, man. I really believe that. It's coming.
One thing Ollie didn't mention is the slapping of their sides.
Yeah, that's always a good indicator.
The dolphins,
you know, if they're milling around and kind of slapping their sides, that's a lot. We call that a side slapper, and a lot of times they will be more inclined to hold. But single biggest indicator, hands down, is tern birds. Hands down. Yeah.
Especially on toward the front of the pack.
Out in front of the pack, or kind of off ahead and off to the side a little bit. That's where the fish are going to be. And sometimes they're so loaded, like you could literally throw a hot dog in the middle of it, and you're going to get bit. But typically, you know, you get small, medium schools that are going to be running with the dolphin, and they're going to be out front.
Cool. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John, who's calling us from Huntington Beach. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is an awesome show. We could make it go another 2 or 3 hours. My question is for Ali. Have you ever fished for, like, albacore up north of, like, in Washington, Westport, or up in those areas up there? And for you, Seth, we need a new roof on our house, but we've been toying with the idea of going solar on top of that. Any recommendations? I've heard some kind of horror stories about solar right now, and I just wanted to pick you guys' brain on those two things.
Yeah, on the fishing up north, Jason and I did. So we have a lot of Bloody Decks guys up there, and we've gotten to be friends with some of them. They invited us up there about a decade ago to go do the albacore thing. It was cool. It was wild. I mean, the weather was not great at all. I mean, as usual, for sure.
They're not great and are not great.
Are two totally different things. And I'm fine with that. I like our not great so much better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was weird. It was like a homecoming or something. You know, it's like put out those little tiny feathers and you drag them around. One goes off, and out go the swim baits and the, you know, and the anchovy. And the other thing too that was very different was hug your bait, man, because that bait that they had up there was not like what we are used to. No, dude, they're like practically in a giant bucket, you know, and it's live for sure, but it is not cured. It doesn't have any age on it. They don't have the facilities to hold as much of it and allow it to cure itself and all that. But I think we caught, I mean, we had a slow day and we caught 20 something. So it was albacore fishing, rough weather, caught a bunch of them.
Nice.
And it was really cool. And plus there's Dungeness crab, which doesn't hurt for making a trip up there.
Yosef, what about solar?
So solar, there are a lot of people out there that will people off.
A lot of criminals in that business.
Probably one in every five houses has a ridiculous lease on it. I've got one in Canyon Lake that's got like a $70,000 lease on it, and they only replaced half the roof when they did it.
Wow.
So do not lease. I recommend Cal State Solar. They do Southern California. They've done my house. They've done Ollie's house.
Cal State Solar.
You got
it. Don't do what I just did. I had solar put on my house 4 years ago. It was game changer. I mean, it was like basically it paid for itself in 3 years, maybe 3.5 years. Yeah. But they 4 years later, I need a new roof, which I just did, and they charged me $4,000, the same company that put it on, $4,000 to take it off. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why didn't you tell me? They go, oh, well, we gave you a roofing quote. And I said, but you said my roof was fine. And they go, well, we gave you a roofing quote, and that covers our liability. I don't recommend that company.
If your roof is halfway worn, you know, I just replace it.
Just replace it, yeah. And that's the point, is that our roof was like 16 years old, now it's 20 years old. If you're in that phase, just do the roof at the same time you do the solar.
And write it off.
Yeah.
And then get a tax credit for
absolutely.
It. As long as it's, you know, one of the newer composite products has some kind of cooling factor to it, you get a tax credit to it. You can upgrade your HVACs, and there's all other kinds of things you can do as well to
with,
get that credit.
With that credit, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good info. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a full one-year subscription to Local Knowledge. More Let's Talk Hookup, or excuse me, to divisionhub.com. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Day of the Docks is back Sunday, April 7th, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our Day at the Docks booth, both in the shop and out in the parking lot, will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you select that perfect Shimano setup. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Sunday, April 7th. Great deals on Shimano.
Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
San Diego.
Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealer is the place to start. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, you have the power to choose. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Prize coin, because we got a winner from the callers and the texters. So from the texter side, congratulations, Gary in Huntington Beach. And then the callers, Dawn in Lakewood. You each are going to have a one-year membership to the best fishing information site available, and that's fishdope.com. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, congratulations. And, Yosef, how do we get a hold of you? We want to know more.
Man.
I mean, such good
this
information you had. And, you know, if you're buying a house, you're selling a house, you want just more information, call Yosef. He'll help you out.
So you can get me on Instagram at Cal Realty, CalReAlty. You can go to my website if you'd like to get an evaluation of your home. It's SoCalHomeEval.com.
No obligation.
No obligation. Free. Yeah, just, you know, you can type your info in there. It'll shoot you back a whole list of things, or basically a whole estimate on your home.
All right.
And the range of what other homes you're selling for in the area.
Great. Well, great. Yeah. And then your phone number?
Is 619-277-2169.
All right. Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that. And Ali, how do we find all your stuff?
BDOutdoors.com, fishdope.com, localknowledge.tv. I'm on Instagram at BDOALI.
All right.
Fans.
Great. All right.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys coming in. Appreciate you today. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to you out there. Tomorrow, live at Day at the Docks. We'll be there at Day at the Docks starting at 7 a.m. Be there. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll